Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday reportedly came to blows between a Trump staffer and a cemetery worker over claims the visit was an illegal campaign photo op. But the Trump campaign, including VP nominee J.D. Vance, is firing back.
There is verifiable evidence that the campaign was allowed to have a photographer there.
Video includes Trump criticizing the Biden administration's handling of the withdrawal. Some families of fallen soldiers buried at Arlington say they allowed Trump to photograph the event, but federal law prohibits political campaign or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemetery.
ABC's Perry Russum. A high-level meeting with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Chinese President Xi Jinping today in Beijing. Both countries promoted unity and cooperation in securing world peace. And strong numbers on the nation's gross domestic product, measuring the cost of goods and services related to inflation. They show the U.S. economy grew at a healthy 3%. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new COVID booster shot is rolling out, and experts recommend everyone who can get one should.
Everything appears to be covered by the vaccine, that it should be a good match, and it should offer very good protection against COVID-19.
Tom Haupt is Wisconsin state epidemiologist. More people are landing in the hospital with COVID these days. Haupt says that's likely because last year's boosters are losing their effectiveness. Wisconsin state tax collections for the fiscal year that just ended rose by more than 1%. That's $275 million additional dollars for the state officials weren't necessarily expecting. There's no word on why tax collections were higher than projected. The Department of Revenue is working on final numbers that will come out in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You want to lock up your car, especially if you live on the west side. Madison police say they're seeing more car break-ins in the Westmoreland neighborhood. And they know people may go out of town for the weekend, maybe even leaving a car parked outside. So police want to remind you, do not leave any valuables in your car and always make sure it's locked. And the Madison Metropolitan School District is hosting open houses at all four comprehensive high schools tomorrow to show off what your referendum money has done. There are grand reopenings at La Follette, East, West, and Memorial. The buildings have updated and energy-efficient heating and cooling, new spaces for the arts, and additional resources for career education. They'll even do a ribbon cutting at each school to celebrate all these changes. Now, the money for these updates came from the 2020 school district referendum. They want taxpayers to see what that money did for Madison students, especially now that they have another referendum on the ballot this November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
A big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a five-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. Manager Pat Murphy said that they got some timely hitting in the middle of the game.
I like the fact that we got a big two-out hit, opposite field ground ball by Churio, and then Perkins, who had a great night. And then Contreras put an exclamation point on it.
William Contreras hit a two-run home run in the inning, while Freddie Peralta struck out 8 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy and muggy today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow morning, then clearing by tomorrow afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 80. Much better for the weekend. Sunny, comfortable temperatures right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview Donald Trump being in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and much more. We'll discuss it. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
They have all sorts of nice contraptions, but they don't have wind is fine, but it kills the bird, it destroys the fields. Destroys the fields, what it does. You know how economists and various, that they go over it, wind is the most expensive energy in the world, and the environmentalists love it. Why do they love it? It kills all the birds. Walk to the bottom of a windmill and take a look, it looks like a bird cemetery.
Wow, he does sound super sleepy.
Doesn't he sound sleepy?
Top of, so bird cemetery guy now has a dead brain worm, bear cub, whalehead guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To make him seem less weird. All right, let's, someone wants to talk about that.
I'm going
to
get that news alert from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. Good morning, Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Stephanie.
You tweeted.
My God. Yeah.
You tweeted about this. You said apparently Truth Challenge Trump and Cat Lady J.D. Vance have abandoned any hope of dispelling the label of deeply weird that they so richly deserve. With the addition of RFK Jr. to the team, however, weird now seems insufficient to describe the worldviews of the Republican ticket and the growing band of misfits Trump has gathered around him. Oh, my God. Yes, it is. That was with Dr. Phil. He's just, isn't he sounding so completely bored and sleepy and delusional?
Yes, and what I'm actually now just wondering, does Donald Trump actually want to be president?
Right? Yeah.
Does he want to be president? He's going through the motions. He's a power-hungry narcissist, and he's not going to say, I don't want to be, but everything he's doing, the people he's selecting to be around him, suggest a man who's completely uninterested in winning the hearts and minds beyond the absolutely adamant, obsessed Trump cultists.
Yeah.
And if that's what he's going for, this is a losing strategy.
Yeah, I think that, too. This bus tour there, Walz and Harris are doing in Georgia, I'm like, Trump doesn't have the energy to do that.
No.
And he didn't even want to be around his voters like that. I mean,
and he doesn't go on those stinking buses. He's Donald Trump.
I know.
How are you going to, what kind of bus would that be? But look, this is something that I think in all seriousness, he has really degenerated, if that's even possible with him.
Yeah.
But it's not just, it's it's Tulsi Gabbard and Kennedy around him. They're honorary chairs of his transition team. We're talking about really off-the-wall people. What's I'm wondering, maybe you know, he's got some legitimate Republican political strategists that are supposedly advising him.
I mean,
what are they thinking? What are they doing?
This must keep you up at night, Doc, that anti-vax lunatic Bobby Kennedy Jr. could be head of, I don't know, Health and Human Services. I mean, he's going to be choosing the people, apparently, in the next administration, if it's Trump, which, oh, dear God. Okay.
In some ways, this is kind of sealing the deal that in reality he can't be. As horrible as he was as a human being when he ran in 16, this is something beyond just his horrible misogyny and malignant narcissism. This is a man who is not demonstrating an interest in attracting voters.
Yeah. Well, and also,
and how do you run for president like that?
And also on cue, Trump attacks Fox News for atrocious polls showing Harris ahead in battleground states. I mean, I guess in some ways we should be glad that he just lives in and wants to continue to live in just a world of delusion. He doesn't,
absolutely.
And they're like, okay, right, you're way ahead. Like he's, and this is Fox News polls. Mm-hmm. Fox News reported Harris was beating Trump in Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. And Trump's, they released a statement. It's that time of year again. Fox is releasing atrocious polling.
Oh, God. I mean,
it's okay. That's fine. You live in your little world.
Yes. And hopefully that little world will remain little in November. Or littler. Is that right? More little. Littlest.
I don't know. Yeah. You're a doctor. You went to Cornell. You teach at Cornell.
Get that man littler. But I think the point being that he has lost an interest in attracting new voters. And it's an impossible journey. If you want to be elected to something, you need supporters. He doesn't have them, really.
Yeah.
And I don't think he will. And I think we're going to see a flood of Republican leaders, big-time leaders, who end up not only rejecting Trump, but endorsing Kamala Harris. And I think once those floodgates open, we're going to see a real fire hose of new supporters, of people you wouldn't have expected.
Yeah. Well, hopefully George Conway will join us. One of them will join us in just a few minutes. As the one of the, you know, lieutenant governor of Georgia said, if you vote for Kamala Harris, it doesn't make you a Democrat. It makes you a patriot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
let's get our
line.
Country back. Get your party back. I'm going to ask George Conway if he's going to sting me like Michael Steele has admitted to being the scorpion that will sting me when we get to the other side of this Trump river. Doesn't matter right now. We're all in the same foxhole.
Yeah.
Doc, let's talk about one of the horrible, horrible, murderous failures of the Trump administration, COVID. So this is very exciting for us. The new vaccine. Well, you said, Jody, it's available. I thought it was coming in September or October.
It's available.
But it's available now,
it's
Doc?
It's here. It is here.
Wow.
It is here, and it is designed to deal with the new circulating virus strain.
Right.
That is causing so much, including, by the way, at the DNC.
Oh, trust me, Chris and I appear to be the only two people that didn't get it.
Right. So, and it'll be great. And there are some cautions about who should not get it right now. For example, if you have or recently had COVID or you recently been vaccinated, you really do need to wait a bit.
Okay.
But there's also anticipation of even another new strain, even more contagious, coming in a few months. And some experts, who I'm going to be speaking to later today, feel like maybe some people who are healthy otherwise could wait. On the other hand, we got a lot of healthy people getting really, really sick. And I think I'll be tweeting about this as soon as I kind of gather all this information and figure out what to do. But Karen Redlener and I, Mrs. Doom, I will be getting our vaccine actually beginning next week.
Okay. And Jody,
I'm getting mine tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
She should get it. And she's got some risk factors
I'm calling Kaiser. Lonnie's going on the road, so I'm hoping he gets it today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, right. The CDC director said everyone, Doc, older than 6 months should get the new COVID shot in September or October. And, you know, they're saying that hitting the shelves just as a summer surge infects people across the nation. Like we were saying, almost everyone we know at the DNC got it, except Chris and I, thank God, did not. But, And I can only imagine. I mean, I've had COVID twice and I've been vaccinated, five times already. So, you know, I'm sure it helps, but they're saying there's very high levels of COVID in the wastewater in nearly every state. They're saying perhaps 2.5% of the population is infected with COVID. I mean, this is just what you always said. I quote you all the time, Doc, way back when you said, we have a window. If enough people get vaccinated, you know, we could have eradicated this instead of having variant after variant.
Yeah, the other thing that's not well known about COVID is that people who get COVID of any age, including young, healthy people and children, are subject to long COVID.
Yeah.
400 million people worldwide have long COVID. And there was a report that came out that said 1 million young people at their career peak have COVID so bad that their careers were thrown off track.
Wow.
So it's not position. Just the acute illness. But we really do need to be concerned about the eventual long COVID possibility.
Yeah.
That could be a very serious long-term problem for people. Get vaccinated.
Weirdly, Jody, the symptoms of long COVID are the exact same as working in morning radio. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's hard to differentiate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But, you know, here are my concerns, Doc. I'm reading this from Politico that, you know, part of the problem, dwindling enthusiasm for the shots, lackluster testing, the end of a program meant to help the uninsured get vaccinated. Dr. Osterholm said one of the challenges today is just people aren't going to get vaccinated. Most people are confused. They don't really understand what's happening or what the risk to them is. More than 1 in 5 Americans falsely think it's safer to get COVID than the vaccine, a rise from 10% in April 2021, according to a recent poll. I mean, this is the danger of Trumpism, as we've talked about, that sadly seems like it's going to be with us.
Not only Trumpism, but the man has absorbed RFK and his sanity and conspiracy theories into his inner circle, reinforcing the dangers of vaccine, this fantasy that's going to really harm and kill a lot of people.
Do we have the what's his lunatic running mates, Shanahan? What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Do you want that?
The soundbite from yesterday, Doc. This is heartbreaking to me, and I think I'm sure to you as a doctor.
Yeah.
She's talking about, this is great. The autism's going to go way down when Bobby gets in there. It is just so heartbreaking for parents that have. Let's just take a listen. This is Bobby Kennedy's running mate. Nicole Shanahan is her name, yeah.
There are many other systems in this country that we know that if we had an opportunity to, we could clean out all the PFAS and toxins that we know are making us sick. And we're going to see those health results turn around in a matter of, I think we could do it in 6 months. We're going to see a decline in autism.
Purify the country in 6 months. That's ambitious, but if anybody can do it, then I'm sure Bobby can do it.
What?
Okay. Vaccines don't cause autism until Doc,
it's really kind of sad in a way. We make fun of it and, it deserves to be mocked, but also dismissed.
Yeah.
It does not deserve to come out of a mouth of somebody who's got political influence running for political office. It is really pretty sad. And it's sad how many people will actually buy that and hope. I mean, people want to be hopeful. Maybe we'll vote for them. They'll end vaccines. We'll be a healthier country.
Yeah.
It really is very, very
sad. If Bobby Kennedy gets to, you know, be in the Trump administration, my kid won't have autism anymore. It's just it's despicable, in my opinion, this anti-science lunacy. I mean, here the problem, you know, we talked about, Doc, is that politically, it seems like we just lost on this issue because of the stupidity of the, you know, Trumpists. Because I'm reading again from this piece, a COVID vaccine can cost upwards of $100 without health insurance. Some public health officials worry the end of the bridge access program will temper already lackluster enthusiasm. You know, it's just the fact that that's true, you know, that's going to lead to even less people getting the vaccine. They're saying, I can't remember, it was some very small, I don't know, I think it's only like 20-something% of adults
have gotten, you know, the latest vaccine, and way less with kids even, which is just...
Yeah. By the way, the cost of the vaccine, if you're not insured, and millions of Americans are still not insured, is a real inhibiting factor. If you don't have health insurance and you're living on the edge financially, $100 is a week's worth of groceries. Right. And I think this is something, and by the way, Donald Trump and his crowd want to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, which means that if they do that, that millions more will be uninsured, millions more unable to afford basic protection like vaccines. I don't know where this is headed, but I do feel increasingly confident that we're going to be inaugurating Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in January. I do.
I do, too. I really do. Yeah. Just one last one. Speak to these people, vaccine experts, that were definitely experiencing COVID fatigue. The population we're concerned about are the people on the fence. They're not completely anti-vaccine, and they're not completely all about it. For those groups of people, it's a very small thing that could tip the scale in the direction of not being vaccinated. Can you speak to those people quickly before we go? Just talk about why, even though we're all fatigued about COVID, it's been going on years, why you need to get the new vaccine.
Yeah, we are fatigued. I'm fatigued talking about this. But unfortunately, being fatigued doesn't make it go away. And I think people need to protect themselves and need to protect their loved ones. Getting vaccinated is easy. It's very, very safe. And I think we should just go ahead and make the decision and do the right thing for yourselves and for your communities. Look, this is, I can't tell you anymore that you're putting yourself at unnecessary medical risks by staying on the fence or not getting vaccinated.
Yep.
You have to make your own judgment in a world that's cluttered with BS. And I'm telling you the straight up truth. Get vaccinated and save your life and save your health and the people around you.
Is this one also a flu shot? Did I hear that it's you can get the combination? It's, you know, something we should just do every year, right? Get a combination flu shot COVID booster, yeah?
You should. Yes, we're definitely going to need a regular booster of COVID, because COVID changes so much. You know, it's possible it could be every 6 months until we really figure out a more stable way of actually preventing any new strain of infecting from infecting us. But look, at the end of the day, this is basic prevention of illness, and at a time when it's really important that we stay healthy and focused and deal with things other than our own personal health. And getting vaccinated is the strongest, most effective health prevention measure ever developed.
All right. And it works better than cutting off a whale head and strapping it to your car?
It does.
Yes.
Okay.
I
didn't say that.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Still being studied. Bye, guys.
Thanks,
Bye.
Doc.
22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Yeah.
Right? It's simple, and our homes are safe. Bam.
It's in the name.
Right? Simply Safe, 24-7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. Exclusive live guard technology means agents can see and even speak to intruders in your home, warning them that police are on the way. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. Chris and I were a peace of mind at the DNC last week because our homes were on lockdown,
yes,
man.
Yes, they were.
Simply Safe. Bam. U.S. News and World Report says it's the best home security system. 5 years running, they've been named that. I mean, come on, man. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's
Nature's Blend food. She is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
There was exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Never underestimate Catholic guilt. I am sure I've made George Conway feel guilty after tackling him at the elevator at the DNC, texting him twice, and he did not come on last week. Now, Jody Hamilton has bagged him a couple minutes from now. Okay. So, yay, exciting.
That's
we can
right.
talk about the new indictments, et cetera, et cetera. Don in Napomo, am I saying that right?
Yes, you are. This is the official disabled vet of the Stephanie Miller Show. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, Stephanie, I completely empathize with you about this Arlington Cemetery thing. I didn't realize how much it bugged me until about 3 o'clock this morning when I was fighting off the PTSD.
And
I'm sure that there's a lot of other guys out there like me and women, too, that are, you know, struggling with this because this guy literally whipped out his mushroom and desecrated the whole place. And I'm, you know, it infuriates me that, that they can go to the point where they look at us like we're thinking that there's something wrong with something that they did.
Right.
And it's like, are you, can you be so...
Our new friend, Charlotte Clymer, who's a veteran like yourself, Don, wrote a beautiful thread, but just about, you know, how sacredly they, you know, treat all of the, you know, these ceremonies at Arlington and the remains and the caskets and the flags. I know when they handed my mother the flag when we buried my father, it's something they take very seriously, and it is sacred ground, and a lot of people are just disgusted. All right, George Conway next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are campaigning for Wisconsin's key votes, and De Pere last night, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance talked about the obstacles facing people starting out.
Who wants to start a family if you can't afford a home? Who wants to start a family if you can't afford groceries? Who wants to start a family if you feel like the president of the United States is not looking out for your interests?
De Pere Democratic Assembly candidate Christy Welch says voters should worry the Republicans would raise sales taxes,
which will disproportionately put a burden on middle class, lower class folks.
She's running against Republican Benjamin Franklin. Donald Trump campaigns in La Crosse tonight. Civic Media special coverage starts at 6. More campaign stops. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Labor Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison's first Goodwill outlet is now open. You shop a little differently at an outlet. Instead of clothing on racks and items sorted by type, everything is just in these huge bins. It's up to you to sort and find what you want. Then when it's time to check out, you pay by the pound. It's $2.19 a pound for home goods, textiles, and clothes if you're buying under 25 pounds worth. The new Goodwill outlet is on Tradesman Drive near the Ho-Chunk Casino. Just a public service announcement for anybody who needs to be downtown or near campus. Students are still moving into the UW-Madison dorms. That means you're going to find a ton more traffic and much longer lines at businesses. I was at the Hilldale Target yesterday, and that was a mistake. The staff were working so hard to take care of all the extra people, which were mostly incoming freshmen and the parents trying to make sure they're all set up in their dorms. The first day of classes for UW-Madison students is Wednesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy and muggy today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow morning, then clearing by tomorrow afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 80. Much better for the weekend. Sunny, comfortable temperatures right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Rocker will be back in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And believe it or not, we might just have an opinion or two.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I look at California. I gave a speech. I had a crowd so big. I said, there's no way I could lose California. But automatically, they mark it down if you're a Republican as a loss. That you lose by 5 million votes. I said, 5 million votes? I guarantee, if Jesus came down and was the vote counter, I would win California.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh. All right, Captain Delusion.
Yeah.
Jesus would vomit blood, first of all. Okay, we'll get into all that later. I've been wanting to talk to this guy since forever, since way before I tackled him the second I got to the DNC at our hotel. George Conway finally joins us. Good morning, George.
Yay. Hi, Stephanie. Good to talk to you.
Good. I asked you, did you ever think you'd be talking to a liberal in the shadow of a Goldwater Miller sign? I mean,
no, not at all, although it's perfect because the big slogan against Goldwater in 64 was, in your guts, you know he's nuts. So it's really... You know, we're kind of revisiting that 60 years later, although yeah. Goldwater was not, he was not nuts in the way that Trump was. He may have been extreme, but he wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was saying my dad had to start every speech in 1964 with what Barry meant to say was. But I think
they don't even bother doing that with Trump anymore. No. They used to say, well, what he really said, they just pretend like, oh, you have Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, they respond with it. They don't even bother to defend what he says anymore.
J.D. Vance just makes it worse. This Arlington thing, you know, George, I just interred my mom with my dad in July. She passed at 100 just this past July. So this Arlington thing goes right to my bones in how despicable this photo op was. And then J.D. Vance telling Kamala Harris to go to hell, telling the sitting vice president, who didn't even comment on the Arlington incident, to go to hell. I mean,
right. It's just crazy. And it turned out to also that the whole incident is just another example of the misogyny that pervades the campaign, because the cemetery worker was a woman.
Yes.
So clearly you see the dynamic there, these guys just pushing this woman away. And then now she won't press charges because she's afraid of retribution. Yeah. And I tweeted it today that I'm happy to, you know, start a GoFundMe, and I'm sure your viewers would be, to provide protection for this woman. From the MAGATs, who are not really stupid enough to find anybody.
George, I was talking about my personal experience. The woman that guided us through our ceremony at Arlington could not have been more lovely and elegant. And they take this job very seriously because this is sacred ground. This is sacred ground.
Yeah. People who take those jobs take those jobs not for the money. They take those jobs because they think they're doing something, which they are, that's incredibly meaningful to people who have suffered losses on behalf of their country. And it's just an appalling thing, especially with Trump. I mean, Trump we know Trump has a history of not wanting to be seen, for example, with soldiers who have suffered grievous injuries, because he thinks it's like distasteful, and he thinks it's unattractive. And he called, fallen soldiers suckers and losers. And, you know, here he thinks, you know, these nice, tidy gravestones that really conceal the mortal wounds and the terrible suffering that these heroes had to undergo. I mean, he's just using them as a political prop, and he doesn't give a damn about what happened, what these people did, the meaning of what they sacrificed for, and the feelings of their families. He's a sociopath.
Particularly women. Look at other women that have come over from your side, like Olivia Troy and Stephanie Grisham, that just spoke at the DNC so eloquently, and, you know, are getting swatted and getting horrible misogynistic threats from Trumpers. What's happened to your party? I mean, that's what, you know, I would say it's not my dad and Goldwater's party anymore.
It's not the same party. It's not the same party. It's a completely, I mean, it doesn't deserve the name. It is completely remade as a cult, as a personality cult for this one man who is a sociopath and who basically has provided a permission structure for millions of Americans to be and act like their worst selves.
We
all have bad tendencies that we suppress because we have consciences. But there are people out there who basically now think it's okay to malign people on the basis of their gender, sex, race, or because they just look different, or because just they disagree with them on particular things. Like, and it's just really, really depressing and sad. And this is a party, and you know, it doesn't even, there's no ideology to it at all.
Yeah.
To the extent of ideology.
I say that all the time. That's why we're soulmates. You just didn't know it yet.
But he's just, you're right, it's not even partisan. He seems like he's just giving people permission to act like jerks all the time.
Yeah.
Whenever,
yeah.
Say whatever they feel like saying. I mean, it is.
Right. So, no, it's tough. And, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just, now, my other soulmate, Michael Steele, I don't mean to yell out another man's name when I'm with you, but he has told
I'm
me.
I'm so jealous.
You know, the scorpion and the frog story, he has told me to my face that when we get to the other side of this horrible Trumpian river, he will sting me. He will go, are you going to leave us? Are you going when we get our country back?
Stay with us. Stay in the light. I mean, maybe in a little way, but I think the differences that we have and will have are tiny compared to the gulf that separates basically the decent from the indecent today.
Yeah.
And I actually think, you know, I've always worked for 30 years in New York at a New York law firm, and I always had good relations with people I discussed politics with. You know, I always got along with the liberals. I always thought, you know, they were kind of got carried away about some stuff. And maybe I carried away.
Oh,
about
civil
some
rights
stuff.
And stuff.
I roll my eyes, but I was never, you know, I never hated them or anything like that. I mean, I remember there was this summer associate at my law firm named Zephyr Teachout, who was basically as liberal as you can get, and she later ran for Congress, I think, or she ran for some office, public office. She teaches law down at Fordham, and we were like, you know, we were pals for a summer, and even though. Maybe I was so far right and she was so left that we kind of coincided in some kind of singularity. But we loved discussing issues and we loved basically. What's great about having a civil discussion is you can basically isolate what the differences are, what the different assumptions are, and what the factual assumptions are, and then maybe can determine whether there are different, who's right on the facts. And so
right.
You know it's. And at the end of the day, we have to be able to have that discussion for our government to operate, because our government is, you know, our governmental, the democratic system and the rule of law are basically designed so that people can iron out differences about how the society needs to be run and how people are to live their lives. And hopefully we agree that mostly people should be allowed to live their lives the way they want to, unless it affects somebody else.
I was going to say, first of all, I think that's why you went to get that guitar during the break, because we're going to sing Kumbaya at the end of this. But, you know, it's true. Isn't that why what's so brilliant about what Tim Walz has been doing? That used to be Republican issues. Mind your own damn business. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad used to say in 1964, the government has one hand in everybody's pockets and the other hand in everybody's business. And this is what we're running on now, is get out of our bedrooms.
I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
Right, no. I was going to say.
I'm going to sing Kumbaya with you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's exactly right. I mean, there's a total role reversal of the parties in a lot of different ways. I mean, obviously, you know, there may be disagreements on spending priorities and other things like that, although the Republicans did not really acquit themselves on the fiscal discipline front when they were in office.
Yeah.
But, you know, the anti-American party is the Republican Party now.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's no question about that. They're always running down the country. They're always saying it's a disaster. They're always saying it's terrible. They're saying half of America, or more than half of America, is terrible. And then your point about how that, you know, there all these issues about national defense. They don't want to defend the country. They don't want to defend our allies. They, you know, all of these themes.
Yeah.
And get out of people's business. I mean, all of these themes were Republican themes, and they are not anymore, because the Republicans want. They hate the country. They hate people in the country. They want to basically destroy the system as it exists. And they want to basically tell people how they should live their lives, which has always been like, that's not what we're for, guys.
Yeah. You must.
But it's all because. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, sorry, we have a little bit of a delay. But, you know, you must have been so struck with that at this joyful convention last week. All the, you know, things that used to be Republican binkies, the flag. Country music.
I love the flag. I was taking pictures. I, you know, from my seat, I was like, there was a flag. There was a woman waving a flag in front of me. I just loved it. It was like, this was like Reagan 84. I mean, it evoked the patriotism and the shining city on a hill. You know, and that is America. America is a country where we look forward together. We, you know, that this is the best of America, where you try to make things better. And you try to be optimistic. I mean, absolutely.
Last week was morning in America on top of the shining city on the hill. It was all of it.
Oh, absolutely. It was. I've never. I mean, I've been to three Republican conventions, and none were as exciting, and hopeful and positive as this. And you know, I mean, it's amazing how the grievances that are on the new right, the Trump is. I mean, they're just really bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, grievances about caravans that don't exist. Grievances about bathroom. I mean, I've never been to a bathroom where there's been any issue about anybody doing anything.
Well, but to your point, like Josh Shapiro says, they keep just talking America on the other side. And, you know, ours was all patriotism last week. I was going to say, you know, some issues didn't exist, as you know, in 1964. But Barry Goldwater is very openly pro-gay rights, pro-choice on the Senate floor in the 80s. So, you know,
he's a libertarian.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But that's why your pack is my favorite pack, just psycho pack, because it shouldn't be partisan that Donald Trump is just clearly a psycho.
Wacko.
Talk to us about where the genesis of that.
Well, the genesis is I've been banging this drum, as you may know, since 2018 and 2019. I was talking about this guy being a narcissistic sociopath. And that came about because I was trying to figure out, like, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
There is something fundamentally wrong with this guy, and it's not just he's crazy, because he's crazy. We have crazy politicians. They're a little nutty, you know. Ed Koch was a little crazy. We have some of my favorite politicians were a little crazy. Winston Churchill was a little crazy, right?
Yeah.
There's something different about this crazy, and it's not a good crazy. It's not something that should be mimicked. And finally, I read enough of the psychological literature that I failed to read in 2016, but I was like open to it by 2017, trying to figure this out. And I read, in particular, a Rolling Stone article by a woman who Alexa Morris, who basically went through the diagnostic criteria for narcissistic personality disorder under the DSM, and basically was like check. And it was like, okay, now I get it. And then I realized he's also a sociopath. So I started. You know, I kept murmuring that to myself and talking to myself, like, I can't believe people don't see this. And then finally I started tweeting it out.
Yeah.
And then he attacked me, and I've been on this kick for several years. It's like, this man, and what bothers me most about it is that the mainstream media does not like to talk about it. They know it. They will acknowledge it privately. But there's the fear of talking about this as a mental disorder, which it is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're trying to counteract that. We're going to go around the media. We're trying to explain to the public that this man is not well. And what's great about it in politics is the best messages are those that confirm what you already know deep down.
Thank you.
So in your guts, you know he's nuts. And then the second is to explain why those personality disorders are bad for a president. I mean, it should be obvious. You don't want anybody with these personality characteristics in charge of your life in any way, shape, or form. The third is to basically get the press to start talking about it. And we're kind of making some headway there, because it's that they're more receptive to weird. You even hear people talking about narcissism in public commentary. And the fourth is basically to trigger him, so that he demonstrates these characters.
No one's better at it than you are.
Those are my four goals. The fifth is actually kind of an offset. I just popped into my head that there really was another goal, was to get other people to copy and do what we're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we started doing this kind of as the Lincoln Project, and there's a long story with that. Of 4 years ago, and I kept saying, oh my God, the Democrats should hire shrinks and try to, you know, play mind games. Well, you know, they're doing it now.
Yeah.
And,
well, and also,
you know, some people, you know,
I just put your lawyer hat on for a minute. I love that Lincoln Project said, you know, we're running, you know, we're voting for our freedom. Donald Trump is running to keep his freedom. I mean, talk about the cases and what's at stake there.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, he's going to psychologically deteriorate even more. Is he's running? He's not just running for president; he's running from prison. And you know, these cases are obviously, none of them are going to get resolved before the election, but they're still going to be there. And the only way he's going to beat all of them is to be elected president. And you know, it's amazing that even though his freedom is on the line here, he still can't behave rationally in a manner that would get him elected. They tell him to talk about the economy, he's talking about Hannibal Lecter. I mean, it's that just shows you how how disturbed he is.
I mean, are we that tribal, George? And this is what I wake up thinking, I still can't believe a convicted felon adjudicated rapist is even able to run, or that it's anywhere near a contest. And also I feel like they're running the worst campaign in history, and my dad only won 6 states. So I'm just, could there be a Goldwater Miller landslide for Kamala Harris, or are we just too tribal now?
I don't think there could be that kind of landslide because, I just made the connection. I didn't realize.
Oh, that's my daddy? You think I just have a random Miller guy on the wall?
I don't know. I thought it was just political memorabilia. Oh, my gosh. Today I learned something. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. This is my surprise.
He was a Nuremberg prosecutor. I'm on the side without the Nazis. Isn't that weird? Not partisan.
It runs. It's genetic, I guess. Yeah. Where was I? Before I got completely waylaid on that.
That is hilarious because I've already made like 16 references to try to bond with you to my dad and Goldwater.
I know, the giant sign is right behind me. I looked at Goldwater. I didn't focus on
Miller.
Yeah. And then I just saw, wait a minute, it says Miller, and now I realize why you're talking about this guy. Okay, I'm so stupid. Listen, I just embarrassed myself.
You obviously missed this campaign with Cece Goldwater, Barry's granddaughter. Family name, no skills, just like W. We ran together back in 2008.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's a keeper. Oh, my gosh. That's a keeper.
Anyway, wow. Go ahead. What was your point? Sorry.
I don't even remember.
I don't know. We just blew up that whole segment with that realization.
Really good time. Really? Let's just sing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time for
Kumbaya,
your...
Kumbaya, yeah, yeah.
We had to bump James Taylor for time, but we're ready for you and your guitar. And a final...
Okay. Yeah, James Taylor, yeah. Yeah. And
George, please come back. Now that you know, that I've name dropped.
Yeah, no, I want to come back. Absolutely.
All right.
Yay.
I'll remember the thought that I lost when I realized maybe you and your dad.
That's why we've had so much to talk about, and I've been dying to get you on forever. Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right. I'll even come. I may be. Yeah, okay. We'll work on
it. Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by. I got to celebrate that.
What? That was awesome.
Okay. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Directly from Bordeaux. I got to be honest. We're on a bit of a, what's the word, Chris, I'm looking for? Budget. In progressive radio.
Sure. Yeah. I mean.
If only we did get the George Soros money that they claim we do. However, my point is, I thought I can't afford fancy French wine. Oh, my God. Yes, you can. And this is the best rosé I have ever tasted. It is that pale pink, beautiful color. It is, but it has roses, limes, lemons, some nuttiness, just like me.
Yeah.
Mm. It's delicious. Chateau Auguste, the wine for those that take their fun seriously. They've won 11 billion, I'm going to say, awards at like Paris Wine Cup and on. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings. It is so delicious for summer. Right now, my SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to AugusteGrandRosé.com. That is 6 bottles for only $98 and free delivery. If you just use that promo code Stephanie, that's 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. AugusteGrandRosé.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Get your Grand Rosé today.
Documenting the apocalypse and making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss. amiss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24-7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive Live Guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. Chris and I really need a little nappies. We've had a long week. So is Jody Hamilton. Listen, look at Jody's petting zoo over there. Look, it's back. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I'm telling you, it makes your dogs happy, healthy. Look at them. They're just, it's like a little manger scene over there. I don't understand other dog food. First of all, some people buy dog food from places that make, I don't know, candy bars, other stuff. They don't love your dog. Dr. Marty loves your dog.
That's right.
And your kitties. He is a world-renowned veterinarian, and he's been using superfoods. He used them to heal himself when he had health issues, and it is how what he's been using in his practice forever for his doggies and his kitties to live longer and healthier than ever. Superfoods, that's what it's made of. Turkey, beef, duck, and salmon are the first four ingredients, and then a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, all those nutrients, all that flavor packed in there. Premium freeze-dried raw dog food. It is, I'm telling you, it's stuff that dog dreams are made of. When they're dreaming of Dr. Marty's. 54% off right now, and a free bag of Cod Krispies if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Noel Kassler, next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump will be in La Crosse on Thursday evening for a town hall, and Crute will be on site in anticipation of the festive gala. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.